Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Will are back, and today we are recapping episode number 2 of Survivor 48, doing it on a Thursday morning. Normally we do this Wednesday nights after the episode, so thank you everybody who is tuning in now at our weird time, our weird hour. We are going to dissect last night's episode, which both of us had to rewatch this morning because I didn't get much last night. It was hard to hear. I was able to read the subtitles and everything, but you couldn't really see who was talking at each moment. So I'm excited.
I like the excuse, Phil. If you paid attention, you could watch, but we were not paying attention.
Yeah, we were paying attention like halfway. It was the hardest part for me is when they would do like the italics, so that it would be like somebody is speaking off screen who's doing that confessional.
Again, you're trying to give yourself credit here. At some point, we just gave up in attempting to understand the episode and said, we have to rewatch anyway. And we did not pay at all attention. That's on us.
Oh, that's not true. I knew who went home and everything.
Of course I knew who went home, but we knew we were going to have to rewatch this episode in order to recap it.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually did rewatch it. So anybody, here comes our real takes. We actually did watch it. We actually know what took place. Kevin goes home.
I still don't know if I know what took place, but I did rewatch it.
I didn't feel like it was that confusing. So you think it was a confusing ending because of who went home here from the Green Tribe?
No, I just think we were kind of bamboozled, and I think Kevin was probably more on the bottom than we were shown. Like it does feel like Cedric and Justin kind of turned on Kevin out of nowhere. I mean, they had no reason. Why did it benefit them? And it seemed like Say pushed that, but we didn't see Say really push that. We said, like Say said, I just want to put it in their heads. And then the next scene is Justin and Say just talking about it, not even Say convincing Justin we have to vote Kevin. And then the episode presents us Justin going up to Cedric and say, hey, we got to watch out for Kevin. And that felt a little like, I don't think we're seeing the whole picture.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. Kevin, I was saying that a little bit last week. I feel like Kevin getting sent off to the, you know, challenge after the first episode or during the first episode. Yeah, the journey, but it's still a challenge. Him getting sent off to that's always a tough position to be in, because especially if your tribe is going to tribal, you are now stuck having to talk. Like, you have to make up time. Everybody else has had time to get to know each other. And it just so happened that they wanted to get rid of Stephanie more than anybody else. I do think that Say's idol impacted significantly why Kevin was on the bottom, though, because I do believe with Mary having no vote, Cedric and Justin, if they're going to take their shot, the shot has to land. And I think for them, Cedric and Justin kind of both feel like they're in a good spot. They feel like they're in a good spot with Say. They got Say to play her idol. So now Say's not really super threatening to them. Mary and Say feel like they're never going to work together. So I do feel that Justin and Cedric both feel they have the power on this tribe with Kevin getting voted out. And even if they don't have the power together, they feel that they have the power of I'm closer with Say than the other one is. So I think that's ultimately why Kevin goes home here. I don't necessarily know if Kevin was further on the bottom than we realized, then that group of three might have just been tightened because of the idol. If that makes sense.
Well, here's what I do know, Phil. Last week we talked, what was the right move for Kevin and Justin? I said, I think you get Set. I think you flush that, it'll get her out. For Kevin, clearly that was the right move. And Kevin going along, voting out Stephanie last week was just very stupid. Can we agree there? If you're Kevin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He should have gone for Say last week.
So Will was right last week. That's what you're saying.
I mean, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to get here. We'll just change it. Jayburn Aquatic, thank you for the super chat. Phil's blood-curdling hatred for Kevin influenced my power rankings. Woo, got some points. I didn't have a blood-curdling hatred for Kevin. I just didn't think he was long for this game. And so let's talk about this, though, because episode one with this green tribe, we see it go one way. We see it's between Stephanie and Say. They ultimately elect to vote Stephanie out of the game. Say stays in the game, keeps her idol, and the guys were helping her solve this. Mary and Stephanie did not help Say solve this, crypto thing. And so she turns around, Say turns around, and the next episode is feeling really good about her position because Stephanie was voted out. It was a landslide vote, whatever. Mary was out on that. But what changed so significantly from one week to that? Because you're talking about Kevin made the wrong move. Yeah, but Kevin was like helping out Say. Why do you think Kevin got so hung up on wanting to boot Say in this episode?
Well, we talked about this last week. He realized Say is a big threat. He says it. Say's playing really hard, having conversations with everybody, looking for advantages. And he goes, Say's a threatening player. She has an idol. Let's vote out Say. And that's what I was saying to you, Phil. If that's going to be your move on cycle two, if you go to a second tribal council, that has to be your thinking on cycle one. So you get rid of her or flush the idol when you have more numbers. He waited too long. And he then said it to Justin and to Cedric. And they're like, dude, she's playing her idol potentially. Like, we actually now have a stronger bond. We just voted out Stephanie together. Mary's sitting here with no vote. Like, it was weird because Cedric was like, goes up to Say and says, hey, like, they're voting you. Play your idol. Let's vote Mary. It wasn't even Cedric saying, let's vote Kevin. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of spirals on to Kevin. But that, I mean, that's the misplay. Like, if you're going to go after the big aggressive player or keep them on your side because they're the big aggressive player, you need to choose one of those and stick with it. You can't equivocate. You can't say, well, this week I'm going to let them stay in. Now's my time to take them out. Like, no, you have to be full in on Say. Once you voted out Stephanie, you have to. And I think probably Kevin's undoing is having some alliance with Mary more than the other players. I think that really was it. And he felt that he had Mary kind of in his back pocket, whereas the other players didn't. And then that became threatening to them.
Yeah, because now you're in a situation where Say goes home. Justin and Cedric are looking at this going, uh-oh. We are now best case scenario at 2-2. Kevin feels like he's trying to work with Mary in some way. And if Mary and Kevin ever got the number there, whoever the other remaining person is going to lose. And honestly, at this point, we might have a disaster tribe. I mean, this tribe, they weren't even remotely close. Cedric really was bad at the challenge. I mean, we'll talk about the challenge performance, but it was bad. And they were never close. They just voted out who was probably their physically strongest player. And now they have to compete against David and Joe, and it's just, I mean, you have to compete against Mitch and Eva, who, I don't know, does Mitch just stand in his backyard and throw balls underhand into, like, shoots? That was insane. I think he literally went, like, 5 for 5. Like, and I know that
Mitch was on fire.
Yeah, he was on fire. And so I just don't see how this green tribe's going to win, so I do understand why Justin and Cedric would be thinking a little bit further ahead. Do you think that Kevin going was the right move, though?
Right move for who? I mean,
it's obviously the right move for Say in this situation because he was coming after Say.
Yes. It's about Cedric and Justin. I kind of like what you said. You kind of like, you kind of de-juiced Say a little bit though, because you made her play the idol. Like yeah. You got Say to play her idol when she did not need to. And now she's like, especially from Cedric's POV, Cedric gets to blow it up and say, hey, Say, I got your back. And now I think Say and Cedric are very bonded. But it seems like Justin and Cedric are in the middle. They decided to vote either way. And yeah, I mean, it's probably, again, I think the right move is probably getting Say out mm-hmm. last week and then see what happens. You could have gotten Kevin or Stephanie out this week. But it does feel like that Justin and Cedric are at least like able to call the shots from here moving forward.
Yeah, they are. And maybe they were a little skeptical of getting Say this week also because Mary had no vote. Because when Mary went on the journey, she was the only one to not complete the puzzle. So she had no vote. And I think she comes back and tells them that, if I remember correctly. And so maybe they were a little worried, okay, Kevin really wants to boot Say, but we can't just like dump. If we all put our votes on Say and Say does play her idol, then one of us is getting the stray bullet here. And if we put, you know, maybe Cedric has one of those things where she's like, I'm not voting for Say. It's not going to happen. Not at this point. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, Kevin was backed in. And this is, I guess, the whole thing, whether it's a problem or a positive regarding the smaller tribes. Kevin was just so backed into a corner here. And he didn't even realize he was backed into the corner. Because once you throw out one name, it can so easily just flip back onto you. And, you know, Jeff was talking about last week, you know, aggressive gameplay, aggressive gameplay, aggressive gameplay. Stephanie goes home because she wasn't aggressive enough. Kevin was very aggressive. He was very aggressive. And he goes home.
Too aggressive. Like, I think if Kevin just says, hey, let's just get Mary and plays it through, he doesn't go home. I don't think this flips onto Kevin if he doesn't mention Say's name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also think there's this weird part where Mary, like, it really helped her game going on that journey and then being like, yeah, guys, I lost my vote. And she's like, yeah, death sentence. I can't do anything. And then, like, she didn't have to scramble. She didn't have to play hard. She didn't have to reveal her hand or, like, how she can manipulate people. And I think especially for someone who's, like, who who is just, you know what, Mary doesn't even have a vote and she's not even doing anything. Why are we going after her? Like, why are we targeting somebody like that who's not a threat to me currently? Like, maybe you do look inward at your own alliance because that's what aggressive players do. And I think that really did help Mary. We just we're doing fans versus favorites right now. And I really got that energy at the Eric versus Amy boot where Amy was like freaking out, scrambling, trying to save herself. Where Eric's like, yeah, you know, Amy, she was saying some stuff to you, saying some stuff to me. We had some plans going. And Amy freaking out and playing hard, trying to save herself, like that kind of did her in. And I think Mary just being so chill, so calm, Mary was such a non-threat this whole episode. Why vote her out?
And you have to think, too, even though she's coming back telling you I lost my vote, whatever, there's that fear that what if Mary just went there and got an advantage, got an idol, got something. Now we throw all the votes on. If we put votes on Mary, well, Mary plays whatever it is. Now we have to make the decision at tribal. That's going to be a mess. Say would probably be more likely to use her advantage. And now you have Say and Mary essentially deciding which of the guys they want to go home.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good point. They could have thought, hey, Mary has something. Let's be safe and go Kevin.
Mm-hmm. And
do you think that's it, though? Like, I don't know if I really buy that.
I think at the end of the day, and now we've talked for 12 minutes about just this.
Well, it's the vote. I mean, it's the
No, I know, but I'm saying now that we've kind of come full circle, I think at the end of the day, I think what you said at the beginning was right. I think Kevin was probably, now that we've talked it through, I think Kevin probably was a little bit of he was a little bit lower in that pecking order than we were led to believe after episode number one. And so I just think that Kevin was probably making relationships with everyone, but not making strong relationships with everyone, right? He's the person who's going to get invited to the party, but he's not the one who's like getting the text to set up the party, right? Like that's how it
goes. He's the groomsman, but never the best man.
Exactly. Exactly. Like he's always going to be like the, okay, yeah, like fourth or fifth, you know what I mean? And so Kevin played it interesting because Kevin, it's not that he had a bad relationship with anybody out there. But he didn't have what Thomas and Shaheen have or what Joe and Eva have or what we're seeing kind of just with Orange overall. He didn't have that with anyone. And I think that's really what ultimately did him in, where Justin and Cedric just said, you know what? Say's got her advantage. Let's try to build up some trust with Say here. We'll weaken her without getting rid of her, because she will be a vote. And she's at this point, Say is playing a game where she will be a target. She will be a shield because she is so aggressive. And there are things that she has said on this season that are going to piss off other people who don't know her. If she comes out like that, in these other episodes. So for me, I feel that, you know, Kevin just is unfortunately small tribe. That's what happens. And if this tribe goes to tribal again, I'm still thinking it's Say. That's the craziest part, right? Like, I still think it would be Say, but Mary is also a very viable option here.
Yes, because I think Mary is more likely, because it does seem like Cedric and Say have something real.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a tangible alliance there. Again, Phil, my biggest confusion is Justin going up to Cedric saying, should we get Kevin, and acting like it was Justin's idea, when I'm pretty sure once Say heard Kevin was coming after her, Say went full guns a-blazing, and we didn't see that. That will still remain my confusion with this.
Yeah, and that's fair. And yeah, Justin saying that to Cedric might have been, hey, Say's going to play her idol anyway. We should vote with her, because if we piss her off and she plays her idol, what's the point of pissing her off? Kevin's the sacrifice we need. Like, let's just get rid of him. And they did. And Kevin goes home.
Yeah.
And that's the end of Kevin. And before we jump over to any other tribes or get into the rest of the episode, you know I like to talk confessionals, but I actually think this is insane. Like, this is like such
a— You love confessionals. You're the biggest confessional guy.
But this is such an anomaly right now. And I just want to point this out. So Say that now Green has lost both challenges. They have gone to both tribal councils. Say has 28 confessionals, which is the most on the season by— I mean, Kevin had the second most with 16, but like literally she has 15 more than anybody else. But Mary has 7, Justin has 5, Cedric have 5. Every single person on purple, with the exception of Bianca, has at least 5. And every single person on orange, with the exception of Chrissy, has at least 6. So it is very fascinating how the story was told. My Wi-Fi cut. What did you hear? Did you hear everything, or my Wi-Fi cut?
How the story was told.
That's okay, good. So I didn't lose anything. I don't know why my— But how the story was told, it's being told almost specifically from the point of view of Kevin and Say on that tribe, despite the fact that that tribe keeps going to tribal. At this point, you get a tribe going to the first two tribals in 3.5 hours of Survivor. They would be eating up a lot of screen time, all 6 of them. Maybe one person's being left out. But the fact that it really was focused on Kevin and Say, I think, is probably what you're looking at when you're saying, I was a little confused by how this shook out, because we're not really hearing that much from Mary, Cedric, or Justin. And Mary went on the journey this episode, and we still didn't hear that much from her.
Yes, I think that is the confusing part. I think, like, I didn't get Justin's POV, and Cedric for that matter too. I mean, I know Cedric had the conversation with Say, but that's Cedric talking to Say, not talking to the audience. And like, that duo was in control, and we had them, you know, talking to each other in that walk, but we're not getting confessionals from them. So like, I do think, you know, that does matter, Phil. Confessionals do matter.
They do. Maybe I'm on your side. I think really what we're seeing here is, I don't think Green are end game players. Like, this might be a Lulu type tribe where they are a disaster at the beginning, and their best finisher might be 7th or 8th place, because I just don't feel, with what we've seen and how much time— I mean, there was so much time even last night when we were watching, in and out as we were, even last night, they spent so much time with orange and purple at the beginning of this episode. We don't actually go to the Green tribe until 17 minutes into the episode. That's pretty wild. Of an hour and 2 minute episode, when you're talking about commercials, they wait 17 minutes. And then it's not like they just stuck with Green the rest of the episode. They still went back to purple. I feel like we got so much with Star and Eva and all that. I felt like purple was going—
I felt like the whole episode was purple. Like, it seemed like up until— even because like orange, we got the, you know, what are your humble parts of your body? Like, we got
humble traits.
Humble traits, the 4 nipples and the toes and the callus that's actually a wart and all, which was fun. But other than, I mean, it really felt like purple we got like the lowdown from. Like, I feel like we know everything that's going on there. And I think you're right. Like, who from Green is going to make a run at this thing at this point? Like, is it Is it crickets, right? Like, I don't think it's any of them. I really don't think it's any, even though I have Justin on my fantasy team. I'd love to say it's Justin, but the fact that we're not hearing from him when he's controlling the vote, like, not a good sign.
Yeah, and I understand. I understand that, like, Justin and Cedric might not have the biggest personalities on this season, but if so, you know, maybe like they're like the Kyles from last season, where, you know, you're just going to get however many confessionals you get. That's how it is. You're not going to get a Rome number of confessionals the way Say currently is, because that's just not your personality. But to be as low as they are right now and to hear so little about truly their strategizing, while purple and orange, I mean, the humble traits thing was great. And it really got into the personalities of everybody on that tribe. And then we actually do see them also figure out their cipher. And we have.
Did they figure it out, though?
Well, they did. Did Camilla did. Oh, I'm talking about orange. I'm sorry. I'm talking about
orange. No, I'm talking about orange, too. I don't think they figured it out. I don't think they did it correctly.
Yeah, but they got it.
They got it.
Kyle has an idol.
There was something going on there with that tribe and the black and the ropes. And, like, I don't know if you want to hop over to orange right now, because this was the prominent story that we got from orange, was out getting the idol. But, like, Camille's just like, I saw these letters around camp and I jumbled them. It had nothing to do with animal logos. Like, there was something more to this puzzle. And I think, Phil, when we were talking last week about how Listen is, like,
yeah, Brian Corden had tweeted it out.
Has the most acronyms, silent, inlets, enlist. We didn't even name that one. That's such a weird word. I think they chose a word like that because they wanted you to actually solve the puzzle in a correct way. And so giving you a word that can have a lot of options just makes it more difficult. Also on that wheel, too, the letters have to be an option. I don't think there's 26 options for each slot. So that's part of it, too. But it seems like they did not solve the puzzle as intended.
There was a border orange around the paper that I think was supposed to lead them in the direction of what letters should go where, and they just did not look into that border at all. And that's why I think you're right. Like, Camilla figured it out essentially just because she said...
She just said, I saw letters around camp. It had nothing. Yeah. It's like there was no cracking it. Whereas purple, very cool with the dial. You match it to the animal, whatever's left in the gap gives you a letter, like an E with their foot or a V or whatever.
Well, because I also felt, if this is the case, oranges was way easier than the other two. I feel like oranges was the easiest. I feel like greens was the second. And then I feel like
purple. I don't feel like we ever got, I still don't know what orange had to do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I think that's why it was easiest, right? Because they were able to figure it out without even needing to figure out what the real puzzle was. I mean, they found those letters and those symbols on day one, and the letters were just there. And they just realized, like, okay, it's E-N-L-I-S-T. And she puts it together and figures it out.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe the letters were too easy. And then they just tried every combination of those letters. And then enlist, like, why is enlist the word?
I think they just, maybe they don't even have anything to do with Survivor. That's something we talked about last week, where, like, because Brian had put that out, we talked about, you know, what's going on, you know, what fits with Survivor, whatever. I mean, maybe the words really don't even matter. They just wanted to be able to
get it. It could have been tinsel is what you're telling me.
Yeah, it could be tinsel. Maybe that's the purple word. Maybe we don't know. I think it would be tinsel. Silent, but, you know.
I mean, I get why they pick a word where it's like, oh, wow, it's kind of fun for the audience that every tribe has the same letters, but then every tribe has a different solving word. Like, it's just kind of a cute nod to the audience. Like, hey.
Yeah. And here's Mr. Panda, too, though. This is a good point. Orange was the hardest to keep secret because they had to reveal all the letters untying the string. So that is a good, like, it's the easiest to figure out.
But what did the animals have to do with it?
That's what I'm saying. The border around definitely had something to do with it, and Camilla just didn't need it. It was almost too easy. I wonder if it shouldn't have been a word.
I rewatched the episode, but I was not paying attention enough to see what was the because we had very distinct puzzles on the other two beaches, like colors of the letters of the animal. We have now body parts of the animal becoming letters. This can't just be a word scramble.
Blake brings up a point here. He just says, look for the animal. I think he said he wasn't going to be awake. You know, I made him do this. He said, look for the animals to find the letters. I mean, the animals, could that have been it? Like, you find the paper and then it's, you know, here's your paper and the animals are in like an order. It's like, here's a turtle, here's this. But like, the animals just stuck out so much that why would you really be looking? I mean, maybe they thought that they were.
But what does that mean? I still don't know. Look for the animals, find letters. What does that even mean?
Like, because when they found the animals, then the letters were wrapped in the string underneath them.
That can't be it.
You're going to have to find out. Call somebody. Figure it out. Call Jeff on the Jeff phone.
Yeah.
Because Purples is tough. I mean, Purples is legitimately hard.
Purples is really, I think it's really clever, though. Like, it's really fun.
I get, because we're having, you know, 90-minute episodes and all of that. Why do you think they decided to have the three tribes do like three totally different tasks? Do you think they're just like, they saw what happened in 40? Because I feel like 47s with the boxes worked, but was that just too stale for them?
No, I think they're doing the same thing as they did in 47.
Didn't Gabe and Rome do the same thing in 47?
No.
Why am I
thinking of that? Each person had a box with the same rules, but the tasks they had to do were different.
That's right. You're right.
And it's the same thing here. They each have the same cipher thing, but they each have different puzzles to solve. Because the audience doesn't want to see the same puzzle solved three times. I think they learned that from the beads in 43, where it's like, it's funny once, but now we're doing this three times.
Yeah.
Like,
So over on this orange tribe, before we jump over to purple, since we're talking about him. So this was the storyline. Kyle has the idol now. Camilla helped him figure it out. David, Camilla, Kyle, and not Charity and Mitch. Why am I drawing a blank? David, Camilla, Kyle. Who's the other person? Why am I losing my mind? Who's the other woman?
Chrissy,
on the tribe?
Chrissy.
Thank you. Drawing a blank on Chrissy. It seems like they're all good, right? Like, they're all good. And then we see Mitch and Charity. And tonight we actually saw a lot more of Charity than we saw in the first episode. And that's where, you know, when we start off the episode with this, I was like, oh, man, is Charity in trouble or something? But I thought Charity and you know, she was really involved in that, you know, humble traits and everything like that. And we saw Mitch and Charity having a really good conversation, which is funny because Mitch wants to have an all male final three. And now he's aligning with Charity of all people. We do see Mitch go. Does he get the block a vote or the steal a vote?
He has a block a vote.
He was the one who got the block.
Yes, I think Thomas has a steal a vote.
So, okay. So we'll talk about all of that. But like, it's very clear to me on that orange tribe. It feels like Mitch and Charity are on the wrong side, right? It feels like they are on the wrong side of those numbers. With the block a vote, they can't really overcome those numbers. So they're really stuck on the wrong side of the numbers no matter what, if that tribe goes to tribal. No?
Yes. But it's Survivor. Like, I mean, they have not yet had to scramble or do anything. I mean, I don't know. It's really, I feel like the orange tribe is the tribe I know the least. Like, I don't know what's going on in orange, honestly. Like, yeah, Charity's on the bottom. But like, who knows? I'm sorry. I wish I had more to say about the orange tribe. I feel like all we got from orange was like weird body parts and then an idol hunt. Like, I don't really know where the players are. And whereas purple, I feel like I feel like I know exactly what's going on in purple.
Like, do you feel like this is setting up a purple win maybe?
I think purple's the winning tribe.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying since the preseason, Phil. That's why I got three of them on my fantasy team.
Yeah,
I feel like we know they haven't been to tribal council, and I almost know their dynamics better than green.
I feel like, honestly, I might feel like I know orange and purple better than I know green at this point. I mean, green is, you know, we're trying to solve the equation. It just keeps getting muddied. I mean, it just keeps getting muddied and muddied and muddied and muddied. It's very interesting over there. But yeah, orange has. I don't know. I mean, I get like what they're trying to do. I like that we're getting the human element from orange right now rather than getting anything else, right? Like, I like that we're getting something from them, and we still got the like the finding the clue and finding the idol and all of that. So we're still getting enough of everything from orange, but maybe they're going to be safe for a little bit, and that's not why we're not getting a little bit more. I just think it's interesting with the block of vote here. Charity and Mitch will still need to flip somebody with them. Whereas with the steal a vote that Thomas has,
it seems like Mitch is in with the group, or at least he thinks he's in. I don't think Mitch views this as he needs to use the block of vote within his own tribe. He gets back from the journey and says, I got an advantage for us. Here's something we can use down the road. Celebrate with me because I got this for our tribe. I don't think Mitch is sitting here thinking he's like on the bottom or not in the power of this tribe, even though he's not. Like David is very wary of Mitch going. he's talking to Charity. Charity's a little shady. He went on the journey. Like, we got to watch out for Mitch. But I don't think Mitch sees that. I think Mitch is very content that he just feels like he's in a happy-go-lucky place in this trap.
Well, what I was just trying to spell out, I agree with everything you're saying.
Should I keep interrupting you?
You love doing it. It's your favorite thing. Never let me finish a point. It's always better to, you know, make a different point and then let it. The only thing I was trying to say is that with Mitch getting the block of vote, if he does have to use it, and if it is something like this, he would still have to swing somebody. Whereas the steal a vote that Thomas has, just clarifying this for everybody who's listening, the steal a vote does allow you to steal it and use it. So in this instance, like if Mitch and Charity were to be on the bottom and they had to steal a vote, you could steal Camilla's vote and make it a 3-3. With a block of vote, there are fewer votes out there, but you would still need to switch somebody. Where with the steal of vote that Thomas has is more powerful. I saw something on Twitter last night where people were trying to argue that the block of vote was more powerful than the steal of vote. I feel like the steal of vote is infinitely more powerful. It makes no sense. So that's what I just wanted to
clear. I would love to get that argument, because it's that's like saying like 3 is bigger than 2 or smaller than 2.
I was
like
going to say 3 is bigger than 2.
2 is bigger than 3, Phil. I want to argue that. It's a larger number than 3. Because steal a vote is block a vote, right? You get to block someone's vote. Plus, you get an extra vote yourself. You could honestly write the advantage. You get to block someone's vote, and you get an extra vote. You could write it that way. That's what steal a vote is. Mm-hmm. Block a vote is you just get to block a vote.
Yeah.
Who would argue this? They have to be trolling. They can't be serious.
I mean, I just saw it. And then I'm assuming that Mary's that she didn't get was probably an extra vote, right? Like
that's what I was thinking too. Extra vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like, at that point, is it that interesting if all three are different?
Because they're not that different.
Because they're pretty similar.
And okay, we were talking about this puzzle last night. You said this puzzle is so quick and easy. What's the twist?
Solve it in my sleep while I was sleeping.
What's like the trick here though? Like, what made it so that Mary couldn't figure it out? Cause I feel like you know this puzzle. Cause I felt like, okay, this would be like, I feel like I would have been like Mitch where it didn't, like, okay, that took me 3 seconds.
I mean, you just have to put the number. It's like literally, you just have to put the numbers in order. I don't know what else to say. Like, you're entering from the right side. So all you need to do is find 1 and put it first, and then get 2, and then get 3, and then get 4, and then get 5. Now you need to make sure those are removed from the top row, so you're not like getting in the way of each other a little bit, but like that's all you're doing.
Cause that's what happened to Thomas. Thomas got stuck in the third row.
You can get stuck by having one you need, and then you need to cycle through it all again, but you're just essentially like counting it backwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was shocked that Mary didn't figure it out, and that Thomas seemed like he actually got close to not figuring it out. I mean, granted, they're not eating. I get that, but
eating, not sleeping, the pressure being on Survivor. You're like, you have cameras right there, probably like 2 cameramen really in close to you, hourglass going live. Like that's the pressure gets you, but like that is easier than a normal slide puzzle where you can move things up, down, vertically, and there's one gap. Like this is a pretty straightforward puzzle.
Very. And so
at least from what I saw, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is just like slide 1, put it in top on the top right, slide it to top left. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you put 2.
Yeah, and then when you get to the bottom, if you have a number that you need that's in the wrong order, just put it up at the top. And
once you lock in the top row, you're not going to touch the top row, or else you'll have to psych it all through. You just want to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And that's what happened to Thomas, though. Thomas had 1 through 5, and then he had 6 through 10. So his bottom row, he needed to get the right numbers. And the only way to get a number that's like in the middle over to the outside and actually start doing is you have to go back to one of the rows that you completed. But once you put the number up there, it's so easy to cycle back
it's
through.
So
once
quickly you to cycle through.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So to me, it felt like the producers wanted all three of these advantages in play. It seems like in past seasons, we have seen some of these journeys result in people getting really tough tasks or tasks that not everybody can complete, or they're assuming almost nobody will complete. I think it was 46 with Ben and somebody else where it was like, that was so hard. What the hell were we doing? So it seems like they wanted this, but when they were the steal a vote steal a vote, block a vote, and we're assuming an extra vote, like you said, is that interesting that they're that different? And is that good to, do you think that's good to have at final 17 of a 3-6 tribe season?
I guess like it's more interesting for the audience when like these advantages are, I mean, they are different, even though they are, they're pretty similar. They are different and people will have to play. I guess more from like, I'm looking at it, like, why does Thomas get a better advantage than Mitch when they saw the same thing? That's kind of my thinking.
Survivor did say to them, pick your path. So it's not like Thomas was forced to go one way. They all chose which path they were going to do. So I think that's kind of like, well, you took kind of the, Thomas took the right path.
Yeah. Is that interesting?
No, but I think I don't feel like it's unfair, I guess is what I'm saying.
No, I guess it's not unfair. It's just like, I don't know. It's like, if we're all going to do the same task, shouldn't we get like the same reward?
Would you rather have three steal of votes or three block of votes or three extra votes in the game? Or would you rather have them go head to head in a challenge?
I think give them, I don't know. I'm not too nitpicky on this because they're so similar, but imagine if one was like an idol and then one's like a steal a vote or block a vote.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope that they wouldn't do that for the same thing here. I would hope that there'd be more of a risk to have to get a full idol.
Yeah. Also, on this one, usually don't they like, maybe we've done away with this for a little bit. I've been maybe not paying attention to journeys. Don't they like chit-chat a little bit more? It felt like they got off the boat and the sign was right there and they're like, all right, go in. And like, it seemed like the whole point of Journeys in the New Era was to create these cross tribe interactions, especially because tribe swaps have been so, there's been so few of them. Like we just haven't had tribe swaps that we get these relationships forming pre-merge. And that here, it felt like there was no actual journey of it. There was no go on this walk, go on this hike, go find the place. They just get out. Hey, I'm Thomas. All right, here's the sign. Let's read it. All right, bye. Like, there was no, we didn't get any.
I have a theory.
We didn't get any juice out of the cross tribe relationships, which I feel like is obviously the point is to get advantages in the game. Yes, I understand that. But I think part of the intrigue of a journey in the new era is the cross tribe relationships. And there was just zilch, like none of
that. We used to watch them walk up a mountain together. And
yeah, for a while.
Yeah,
a long
time. Here's why I don't think we got more for this one. I don't think it was impactful to the story of the show. And I think this show was loaded with stuff that needed to be put in. I think that they were like, let's focus more on Pearl. I don't think that the three of them, whatever their interaction was, is going to matter. And that's why it was ultimately left on the cutting room floor. I bet they stood there for 20 minutes.
But again, when we always talk about this, it's like, so coincidentally, when that doesn't matter, that's also the one time where they didn't have to walk anywhere together. And they just arrive.
They've recently been doing it where they're not walking as far. Like that has been a thing. Yeah,
that has been. They still have to be like find the cave or find the rock in the ocean or like do something. This was the you got out of the boat and it was like, all right, signs right there.
I'm thinking that and I'd have to go back and watch 47 and 46, but I'm pretty sure that when they're starting to do these now, like it really is happening right on that beach. Like the decision is being made right there. The hike thing I think was only for season 41 and 42. And I think they pretty much did away with it after that.
Yeah, but I remember we had them hike up something in 44 when they did their tribe swap. Mm-hmm. Remember Carson and Josh. Yeah.
But it definitely isn't consistent. It's not every time. Definitely not every time.
It's not every time. But like this just felt particularly short. It stuck out to me as if like we just don't care about these people's relationships with each other.
Yeah.
And you could be right. Like if this doesn't matter. We don't care how Mary and Thomas are ever going to interact. Maybe they'll never interact.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about Purple then. Let's talk about Thomas going back and taking a totally different approach to Mitch and saying, No, my vote is everything. So I did not take a chance here. After earlier in the episode, and maybe the timing's off, but I think the timing's right. After early in the episode, Thomas is saying to Shaheen, well, just throw away Star's, throw away Star's advantage. You can just toss it, like whatever. How do you think they
that's a road? That's a road too far for me, Phil.
What's that?
I can't do that. We're not throwing that away. I'm not doing
We're
that.
We're not throwing it away. We're not doing it.
I'm not doing it to her. I wouldn't do that. That makes me wary of Thomas.
And how though? So here's the thing. First of all, Rome says I had to hike up the top of my mountain. So there you go on his journey. Okay. So the journey, it does happen.
That was literally last season, Phil.
That was literally, dude, I can't remember anything.
Thanks to Rome coming in, defending Will.
And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying not all of them do it, but kind of saying why would they not, if they're wary of Thomas, if Shaheen is wary of Thomas, Thomas comes back and says this, why are you believing him? It seems like they all believed everything he said. It seems like the story went over fine.
Why are they believing Thomas if Thomas is saying to Shaheen, like, let's get rid of this thing. Like, let's play really aggressively. Let's throw a little cards on the table here. Or do you think Shaheen is going to end up seeing through this at some point? Because there's no way you're thinking that Thomas didn't play. Also, in a lot of the seasons, you're being forced to play no matter what anyway.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's because they didn't have to go to tribal council. We just didn't have to hear everything from that tribe. Like, if they do end up losing, you could get a confessional saying, like, I don't know what Thomas has. Like, he did say he just didn't play. But is he telling us the truth? Like, we didn't ultimately need to go there. Also, though, because Thomas is so brash with Shaheen about, hey, just throw it away. Just lose it.
Yeah.
That could lead Shaheen to be like, oh, if Thomas had something, he would tell me. Because Thomas is, like, clearly being very open with me about his game. If I'm Shaheen, I'm like, I'm wary of Thomas. But I was like, hey, Thomas, clearly trust me. Like, Phil, if I go up to you and I'm like just talking smack on Blake. Man, Blake, he hasn't been podcasting that much. He needs to podcast more. You'll be like, Will, whoa, Will, back off first, like chill out. But also, like, if Will's coming to me with this, I kind of trust Will that Will confides in me. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's part of it.
That's a good point because, yeah, if you're Shaheen, you're saying, okay, I'm a little skeptical of Thomas. Now, I can't believe that's a level of gameplay I wasn't expecting. But you're also saying to yourself, if he's saying that to me, he's going to say anything to me.
Exactly. Exactly. At least he's letting me know about this, like, really mean plan.
So what's going to happen to Star? I mean, let's start with the Purple Tribe. This felt like it was Blake just said, good thing we'll never play Survivor together. Although we did yesterday. And okay, first, before we do the Purple Tribe, did you find it hilarious that they did the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 finger thing and whoever was the lowest unique after we played the Survivor game yesterday? Like, did you find it funny that they actually put that into the game as the way of choosing?
See, it just tickled me, Phil. I really did. And I'm not kidding. Like, it really, great marketing. Like, actually amazing marketing. Jeff had the game, a package of the game, and that instead of apply for Survivor for casting, it's buy the board game, which means this board game was fully published, printed, cards out. At least they had the box design. Maybe they're still tweaking a few things with the parts and the balancing of the game. But Jeff is standing there with the print of the box. They filmed this in May or June, probably.
Yeah, I think last year.
And it came out 3 weeks ago.
Well, it came out a little bit longer than that. But yeah, it came out. I mean, it came out in this year.
Oh, I thought it came out. Someone told me it came out like just a few weeks ago. Anyway, good on them because, yeah, they have one of the reward challenge cards that you play is this finger game. Which is a really simple, fun game. So, like, I actually was like, hell yeah, that's awesome.
It was January 12th, actually, believe it or not.
Okay. But still, that's 6 months prior. They had the box out there in Fiji and were implementing a card from the game into the game of Survivor. It gives it that little authenticity that, yeah. No, I was all about that, Phil. I really, really, really got me going.
Ellis says this, there's got to be more stuff coming from the card game that'll show up on the show, right? You think so? You think we're going to get like rock, paper, scissors for something important?
The one they picked is probably the best. I guess you could do the three people play one, two, or three. And if who's matching, they get to steal from the, but I mean, they've done, this was great because it was just a way to pick who goes on the journey. It wasn't like you lose a vote. It wasn't something like it wasn't the journey. It was just like it was giving them the rock, paper, scissors. That's a little bit more interesting and a little bit more specific to what is inside that box. So I'm all about it. We could do a board game review if we want, but I think we're still on purple.
Yeah, we're still on purple. Okay, now we jump to purple. I just had to mention that moment. That would have been crazy if we didn't. All right, let's talk about purple, though. You said you feel like you know them the best at this point. You feel like you know where everything's going. Let break down purple for me. Well, I'll let you do it. And I'll interrupt you when I feel like it.
Well, here's purple. Star, I think, is mostly on the bottom, but she thinks she's friends with everybody except Eva. So she told 4 other people about her Beware advantage. And now it's up to those 4 people to say, do we want to help Star get this advantage and move forward with her? Or do we want to let her fail and vote her out? And I feel like that is exactly where we are with purple. I mean, it doesn't need much breakdown. You have the core group, you have the 3 men that seem to be pretty tight, and Shaheen, Joe, and Thomas. And then you have Star kind of either on the bottom. I don't think Eva's really on the bottom. That's just in Star's mind. That's the only one. Like, clearly they don't have any sort of connection. But I do think the men are determining where this goes. And you have Shaheen being like a little bit of, huh, Thomas is kind of a sharp player. He's kind of shady. Maybe I got to watch out for that. But this, I think the concept of this cipher idol, where you put an idol inside this like complicated word puzzle and put clues all over camp, it is begging you to spread information. It's begging you to ask, hey, I need a hand with this. Like, these clues are all over camp, or hey, I don't know puzzles that well. And so we are fulfilling the promise of this concept in that, do you help the person? What if we don't? Mm-hmm. What if we don't help them out, make sure they don't get the idol, make sure they don't have a vote, and we send them home? That's the beware. And that is what we're actually getting on purple. Now, are we going to follow through with that? Is Shaheen really going to be like, I'm not going to help Star find this? Maybe Star figures it out on her own. Like, they have enough time. But that's where we are with purple right now. Do we help Star or do we not?
And I think it's very, very fun to watch somebody in a tribe finally not just be willing to automatically help, to watch somebody make the wrong read about who's working with them. Because we have seen almost every iteration of the Beware Advantage where you try to work with somebody or, you know, I need your help. That person will almost always help them because it helps build confidence. It helps build allegiance. It helps maybe further down the line. They won't use that advantage on you. They're going to feel closer to you, whatever. We are now seeing a group of four actively thwart this plan. They are going out of their way to essentially not do anything for Star. Shaheen is running around. But how much of what Shaheen is solving is he actually bringing back to Star? And how much of that is Shaheen just wanting to be like, I'll figure this out on my own, maybe after we vote Star out of the game?
You think that's allowed, though? Like, do you think if you vote Star out and the cipher is still in camp, can then you solve it, open it, and then you get it?
So this was a question that I had actually seen posed on social, and I don't know the answer to it. There was no.
It's way more interesting if it's yes.
Yeah, it was way better. Big time hypothetical, but here's what the question asked. It said, if Shaheen figures it out because Star gave it to Shaheen, is it Shaheen's advantage, or does Shaheen have to give it back to Star because Star is technically the one who would lose her vote and has the beware portion? Because if Shaheen gets it, and he opens it and it's his, shouldn't he be the one who had no vote because technically he's in the beware portion? So that's the thing that people were wondering, is where does this line up? Can Shaheen take it, or does he have to give it to Star if he figures out? Because we see Camilla solve the puzzle on orange, open it up, and just hand it to Kyle.
Yeah, I think once you open the beware advantage, we can't be tracking who's holding it for losing a vote. Like, once you open it, your vote is being lost. And if you're still in the game, if your vote is at risk, if it gets open, if someone has the idol and it's unlocked, that idol belongs to you. I think that's the easiest, most objective rule. I think the interesting part is if that cipher is in camp and the person who it belongs to goes home, then I do think it's up for grabs. And it should be. I don't think the game should then remove it. Like, producers shouldn't come in and say, hey, that belonged to Star. She's gone. Now we're going to plan a new thing. Like, I think you leave it and see what happens. Whoever then unlocks it then gets the idol, and there is no, like, beware part of it. Like, we already got the beware. Star didn't have a vote, and she got voted off. That's the most
interesting. So Shaheen is almost like, because he's the one who's actually running around doing the research right now, if Star gets voted out, Shaheen's at an advantage there, because what you're saying is he should be able to just open that and continue on.
He should be able to. I don't know if that's the actual rule, though. You know, yeah. I could see them being like, no, this belongs to Star. If she's gone, we're going to take it out of the game and replant it.
I think the most fascinating,
sad.
I think the most fascinating part of the whole dynamic of purple is, though, if Star doesn't find this, she's going to get voted out. I think it's very clear that she is the sixth person on that tribe and she will be voted out. And if Star does find this, I think Star will be voted out. I think it's very clear that she's going to be voted out, because I think she seriously trusts Thomas, Shaheen, Joe, and oh my God, dude, Bianca. And even if she doesn't trust Bianca that much, we do see the scene of she goes up to
Bianca and Thomas. Yeah.
Yeah. She goes up to both and says, yeah, I want to talk game.
And they both responded so well. Like, Thomas was like, thank God you're finally taking game with me. Let's make this happen. Let's go. And, like, Bianca's so excited. But that is a good point. If she doesn't find it, she doesn't have a vote, and everyone will know. Like, they're all, because they're all so, like, close with Star, except for Eva, it's, hey, oh, cool phone, Phil. We love that. Thanks for paying attention.
I'm paying attention. Go.
No, it's fine. I was just going to reiterate what you said. So, I wasn't saying anything important.
I don't know why you're getting so pissy about this. I literally have a meeting in 8 minutes. I don't know why you're being
It's just funny because you put your phone like right in the camera.
Oh, I'm not used to I'm used to having a webcam, which is so far above me. I'm texting every time you talk.
And that's what I feel like. It was just now I'm explicitly seeing it. Now you hurt my feelings, man.
Well, what were you saying? Go ahead, continue. Now you broke the rhythm. Now you're just doing it to call it out. All right, I put my phone down. You have 7 minutes. Don't waste time. Go.
If Star doesn't find it, she goes home. And if she does, they're going to convince her not to play it. Like, they're going to be like, you're good. We're going to get Eva, and then they're going to vote her out.
Yeah. And I will say right now, Star is over on X, not happy with the California girls. And I don't think that it's like being played up. So look.
We got some queer drama.
Yeah. If you're going to tweet, hey, that's not my problem. I'm going to read into whatever the hell I need to read into. Tell me the tweets that are going on. Pretty much scream Star's getting booted pretty quickly with this Loggy tribe. I don't know. It looked like Venus was going to have the same thing happen because Venus was in a similar boat and Venus went pretty far. But based on what I'm seeing, there's a lot of F the California girls and they're the California bitches.
Wow.
So here we are. Anyway,
I just don't feel like that tribe's losing. I really don't.
I don't either. I really don't. But they're giving us so much information with them. I think if they were going to win, wouldn't they wait a little bit to give us that info?
I think the winner is Shaheen, man. Yeah. I think my winner picks winning. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Joe is having a particular arc where he has to put like morals versus gameplay. And it feels like he's really leaning towards morals.
He's going morals. I feel like we are going to get a sacrifice at some point where he says, I would rather go home than have Eva lose.
Yeah. And that's really what his story looks like, which is compelling. I just don't like, I talked to some people last night at the event. And they're like, I think Joe's shaping up to win. I'm like, really? I do not feel that way at all.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like right now, I feel like Joe might be the most liked because there's really nothing villainous about him, unlike Thomas and Shaheen, who do have a little bit of like an edgier side. But I feel like Thomas or Shaheen are being set up to win. And I'll be honest with you, David's looking mighty fine on the other side, too.
David looks great.
David is looking really good. And we didn't really talk much about him, but he had the confessional. Last week, it was about Kyle. And it was saying, I trust him. I look him in the eye. I know it's true. This week, it was about Mitch. And it was, I don't really trust Mitch. But I think Mitch is a good guy that I can work with, but I don't really trust. Like, and I feel like his reads.
But wasn't Kyle not being sincere with David last week? Because Kyle was like kind of underhanding. Like he has his closest number one ally is Camilla. Mm-hmm. Whereas like David feels like, well, it's him.
I don't feel like that's like being insincere. What he was talking about when he made that comment was Kyle coming back from the journey. And saying, I don't have anything. And David was like, I trust this guy. I think he's doing all this. So, I don't know. I feel like he has had good reads.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And out of the women who we haven't really talked about, I think Camilla is probably playing right now is who we're getting the most of. Like Bianca, we haven't heard much from. Star looks like she's in a bad spot. Maybe Eva does pull this out. Like if she has enough protection and if she's just the most liked out of everybody from that California Girls Alliance. But ultimately, I think Eva will still have to make some moves down the line because there's going to be some aggressive gameplay and some big time blindsides on this season, I think, based on what we've seen. So I feel. Anyway, Will and I are recapping the traders tonight. That's fun. Finale. Yeah.
Would you know how long it is? A great season, a solid season.
It's a solid season. It started strong and we're started
really
to the
well.
Line.
And then we're kind of teetering and we're kind of, it's not finishing with a bang. I mean, I don't even know what could happen. That would be a bang.
We'll find out tonight.
Yeah.
We'll find out tonight.
Join us though.
Yeah. So we'll be live.
I'm not doing a good job selling this.
I don't know how long the episode is. I don't know if it's like an hour, if it's an hour and a half. I don't know how much longer. We don't know if it's going to drop at 6 or 5:30.
5:38 has been the sweet spot.
It's been the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that tonight, and then I don't think we're doing a Digging Deeper this week since we're doing this podcast today. I'm going to be live on Sunday at 3 p.m.
You don't want to do a Digging Deeper right after this?
I would love to.
In 4 minutes?
I got to run. I wish I could. Sunday, I'm going to be live at 3 p.m. with Gordon Holmes, who used to do the Xfinity power rankings. He pretty much created the power rankings, so I'm excited to sit down with Gordon Holmes and
with
talk
the guy
power
you're stealing his game. Yeah.
Well, like he said to me when I met him, he said so many people always like reach out and are saying, "Hey, we want to do power rankings." I said, "Okay." He's like, "I didn't invent power rankings. Like, I just do it." So, yeah. What is it? It's what's the phrase about like when you copy somebody? It's the greatest form of flattery or something like that. I don't.
Yeah, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. No.
Imitation is art or something. It's imitation is the whatever. So that'll be Sunday. And then McKenna's going live right after this doing the Amazing Race. So you guys can listen to the recap of the first season of the Amazing Race.
It's the first season. I thought that show's
first,
been on before.
Dude, first episode. Look, man, you know that it's a miracle that either one of us are sitting here right now. So here we are. I got through the podcast. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go take a nap, but instead I'm going to go to work. So we'll see how that goes for me. Will is holding up the game. There you go. We played that last night. We had a very nice time.
I won.
You did win.
I got voted the sole survivor. So
it was a rigged game. Last question I'll ask, and then I really do have to run, but I have to ask this. Survivor 50. We don't get topics every week now. I thought it was every week. Guess there was not. No vote.
I mean, 4 topics by 13. That would be a lot.
I thought we were going to pick everything.
52 topics. That's a deck of cards.
Yeah. How many beaches do you want?
Yeah, so. I don't know. I think maybe once every 3 weeks, 4x4, maybe 16 topics. I think that's about right.
I like thinking about that as a deck of cards. That's insane. 52 would be insane. You're right.
That would be if we got 4 topics every week.
Yeah, that would be insane. That's too much. That's too much. All right. Become a patron, patreon.com/thespecialist. Like this video. It really helps us. So if you're listening, you made it this far, please like the video. There's no reason not to. Hit like.
Please just like the video.
Yeah, just please. Like it. Even if you don't like it, just like it. Subscribe to the channel, and I will be back. I'll also be doing my after show at some point today. So if you're a patron, tune in for that. And I'll have some updated scores for our fantasy games and stuff, which I have to go through and do today. Will, keep holding it up, everybody else. Thank you so much, and we will see you next time.
See ya.